Welcome to Zikur Daf Siman Yud Amar by Avram Goldar, and Tir Masechus Yavamas, Daf Ayin, the end of the 7th Perek, Aman El Kohen Gadol, and the beginning of the 8th Perek, Ha'oro. So the three dafs we're going to focus on, number one, the opening mission of the 8th Perek states, Ha'oro v'kol ha'tameim v'yolcha b'truma, an Aro, which Rashi explains, refers to an Aro Kohen whose brothers have died because of Mila, and Kohanim who are tamei may not eat truma. Neshein v'avden yolcha b'truma, but their wives and slaves may eat truma. Rashi explains that being an Aro or tamei does not remove them from the kohuna, but are personal deficiencies which disqualify them from eating truma, not their wives or servants. The Gemara brings a brisa that states, Rabbi Eliezer said, Menayin la'aro she'ein ochel b'truma. From where do we know that an Aro Kohen does not eat truma? Nemar tosha v'sacher b'pesach v'nemar tosha v'sacher b'truma. The words tosha v'sacher are said with the carbon pesach and with truma to establish a gezer shava that teaches, just as tosha v'sacher state with regard to the pesach is something in which an aro is prohibited, so too the tosha v'sacher state with regard to truma is something which an aro is prohibited to. Rabbi Akiva says that the gezer shava is not needed, for the pasuk states ish ish a man from the offspring of Aaron, whose metzor or zav shall not eat from the holies, referring to truma. The repetition of ish is l'rabos ha'aro, to include an aro in the prohibition not to eat truma. Point number two, the Gemara brings a brisa that states regarding Rabbi Eliezer's gezer shava, mufna. This gezer shava is mufna, it's free, meaning that there are words in the pasuk that are superfluous. For if it were not free, the gezer shava can be refuted as follows. What comparison can be made to the pesach, where one is chayv koras for pigel, noser, and eating it while tamei? Whereas in the case of truma, that's not so. Therefore, there would be reason to think that only the Pesach is prohibited to an Aro, not Truma. The Gemara asks, Hey Mufna, which expression of Tosha V'Sachar is Mufna, is superfluous? Is it the Pesach one, the Truma one, or both? The Gemara concludes that it's the Tosha V'Sachar from the Pesach of Pesach. For if the Torah literally meant that a Tosha V'Sachar a Pater from a carbon Pesach, how could that be? A Tosha, which is an Eved Nirza, and a Sachar, which is an Eved Ivri, are full-fledged Jews. Just because they became servants doesn't pater them from the Pesach. Therefore, the Pasuk is mufna to be used for the Gezer Shava. Since there are two extra words in the Pasuk, Toshav Vesachir, it's a Gezer Shava mufna Mishneid Stadim, a Gezer Shava that is free on two sides, which, according to all opinions, cannot be refuted. And pointing with you, the Gemara suggests that since the Gezer Shava is mufna from both sides, we could learn that just as with regard to a Pesach, an Onen is prohibited to partake in it, so too an Onen should be prohibited from Truma. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said the pasuk states v'kol zar, but any zar may not eat of it, truma. This pasuk is superfluous and teaches zaros amatilcha v'lo aninus, being a zar prohibits one from eating truma, but not aninus. The Gemara challenges this drasha unsuccessfully. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The opening mission of the 8th parak states, ha'aro v'kol tamemo yocha b'truma, an aro, which Rashi explains refers to an aro kohen, whose brothers have died because of mila, and kohanim who are tame may not eat truma. But their wives and their slaves may eat truma. Rush explains that being an aro or tame does not remove them from the kohuna, but are personal deficiencies which disqualify them from eating truma, not their wives or servants. The Gemara brings a brisa that states, Rabbi Eliezer said, Menayin la'aro she'ein ochel b'truma. From where do we know that an aro kohen does not eat truma? Nemar tosha v'sacher b'pesach v'nemar tosha v'sacher b'truma. The words tosha v'sacher are said with the carbon pesach and with truma to establish a gezer shava that teaches, just as tosha v'sacher state with regard to the pesach is something in which an aro is prohibited, so too the tosha v'sacher state with regard to truma is something which an aro is prohibited to. Rabbi Akiva says that the gezer shava is not needed, for the pasuk states ish ish a man from the offspring of Aaron, whose metzor or zav shall not eat from the holies, referring to truma. The repetition of ish is l'rabos ha'aro, to include an aro in the prohibition not to eat truma. Point number two, the Gemara brings a brisa that states regarding Rabbi Eliezer's gezer shava, mufna. This gezer shava is mufna, it's free, meaning that there are words in the pasuk that are superfluous. For if it were not free, the gezer shava can be refuted as follows. What comparison can be made to the pesach, where one is chayv koras for pigel, noser, and eating it while tamei? Whereas in the case of truma, that's not so. Therefore, there would be reason to think that only the Pesach is prohibited to an Aro, not Truma. The Gemara asks, Hey Mufna, which expression of Tosha V'Sachar is Mufna, is superfluous? Is it the Pesach one, the Truma one, or both? The Gemara concludes that it's the Tosha V'Sachar from the Pasuk of Pesach. For if the Torah literally meant that a Tosha V'Sachar a Pater from a carbon Pesach, how could that be? A Tosha, which is an Eved Nirza, and a Sachar, which is an Eved Ivri, are full-fledged Jews. Just because they became servants doesn't pater them from the Pesach. Therefore, the Pasuk is mufna to be used for the Gezer Shava. Since there are two extra words in the Pasuk, Toshav Vesachir, it's a Gezer Shava Mufne Mishneid Stadim, a Gezer Shava that is free on two sides, which, according to all opinions, cannot be refuted. And pointing with you, the Gemara suggests that since the Gezer Shava is Mufna from both sides, we could learn that just as with regard to a Pesach, an Onen is prohibited to partake in it, so too an Onen should be prohibited from Truma. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said the Pasuk states V'kol Zar, but any Zar may not eat of it, Truma. This Pasuk is superfluous and teaches Zarus Amartilcha V'lo Aninus. Being a Zar prohibits one from eating Truma, but not Aninus. The Gemara challenges this drasha unsuccessfully. All right, so now we go to the Siman Perdaf Ayin, and our standard Siman is a one-eyed Martian. Ayin, one-eyed Martian. So here goes. The Aral Cohen, who was captured by one-eyed Martians while his wife and servants were busy eating Truma, explained to his captors how the Gezer Shava of Toshav Vesachir is Mufna, and that they should let the frightened Onen free because the Pasuk only prohibits Hazar from eating Truma. Once again, it's slow motion. The Aral Cohen, who was captured by one-eyed Martians, that must be more on Daf Ayin. The Aral Cohen, who was captured by one-eyed Martians while his wife and servants were busy eating Truma, which reminds us, the opening mission of the 8th Perek states, Aral v'kol tamei mo yochva Truma, an Aral and Kohanim or Tamei may not eat Truma, but their wives and their servants may eat Truma. Rabbi Gazer said that we know that an Aral Cohen does not eat Truma from the Gezer Shabbat of Toshav Vesachir that is said by the Pesach and by Truma. Just as Toshav Vesachir stated with regard to the Pesach is something which an Aral is prohibited, so too the Toshav Vesachir stated with regard to Truma is something which an Aral is prohibited to. Rabbi Akiva says the Gezer Shabbat is not needed, for the Pasuk states, Ish, a man from the offspring of Aaron, who is a Metzora or a Zav, shall not eat from the holies, referring to Truma. The repetition of Ish is Larabos Aaron to include an Aaron in the prohibition not to eat Truma. So the Aral Cohen, who was captured by one-eyed Martians while his wife and servants were busy eating Truma, explained to his captors how the Gezer Shava of Toshav Vesachir is Mufna, which reminds us, the Gemara said that the Toshav Vesachir from the Pasuk of Pesach is Mufna, it's superfluous. For if the Torah literally meant that a Toshav Vesachir are Pater from a Karpon Pesach, how could that be? A Toshav, which is an Eved Nirza, and a Sachir, which is an Eved Ivri, are full-fledged Jews. Just because they became servants does not Pater them from the Pesach. Therefore, the Pasuk is Mufna to be used for the Gezer Shava. And since there are two extra words in the Pasuk, Toshav Vesachir, it's a Gezer Shava Mufna Mishneid Stadim, a Gezer Shava that's free on two sides, which, according to all opinions, cannot be refuted. So the Aral Cohen, who was captured by one-eyed Martians while his wife and servants were busy eating Truma, explained to his captors how the Gezer Shava of Toshav Vesachir is Mufna, and that they should let the frightened Onen free because the Pasuk only prohibits Hazar from eating Truma. Which reminds us, the Gemara suggests that since the Gezer Shava is Mufna from both sides, we could learn that just as with regard to a Pesach, an Onen is prohibited to partake in it, so too an Onen should be prohibited from Truma. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said the Pasuk states V'kol Zar, but any Zar may not eat of it, referring to Truma. This Pasuk is superfluous and teaches Zarus Amartil Chavugo Aninus. Being a Zar prohibits one from eating Truma, but not Aninus. The Gemara challenges this Rasha unsuccessfully. So once again, the Aral Cohen, who was captured by one-eyed Martians while his wife and servants were busy eating Truma, explained to his captors how the Gezer Shava of Toshav Vesachir is Mufna, and that they should let the frightened Onen free because the Pasuk only prohibits Hazar from eating Truma. All right, now it's time for four blot back Hazara. Daf Samach Vav. So the Simmer Daf Samach Vav is a tailor sewing. So here goes. The tailor sewing. That must be more in Daf Samach Vav. The tailor sewing do not feed Truma patches onto the garments of the Avdi Malog, belonging to an Almana, married to a Kohen Gadol, which reminds us, the opening mission of the 7th Perek states that in the case of an Almana who married a Kohen Gadol, or a Grusha or a Chalutza, who married a Kohen Hedyot, Yechnisa lo Avdi Malog v'Avdi Sombarzo, if she brings him slaves that are Arde, Nixi Malog, or Nixi Sombarzo, the Malog slaves do not eat Truma, and the Sombarzo slaves may eat Truma. So, the tailor sewing do not feed Truma patches onto the garments of the Avdi Malog, belonging to an Almana married to a Kohen Gadol, was suddenly told to stop when she stormed in and said she was getting divorced because he was treating her like a Zona, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three explanations for why the Avdi Malog brought into a prohibited marriage to a Kohen may not eat Truma. Rav said that Midaraisa, the slaves may eat Truma, but the Rabbanon Ragoza that they may not eat, so the Almana will say, I can't eat Truma, my servants can't eat Truma, I must be a Zona to my husband, and therefore this will lead to strife between the Almana and Kohen Gadol, and he'll come to divorce her. So, the tailor sewing do not feed Truma patches onto the garments of the Avdi Malog, belonging to an Almana married to a Kohen Gadol, was suddenly told to stop when she stormed in and said she was getting divorced because he was treating her like a Zona, and that she was demanding he give her back all the kelim she had evaluated as Nixei Son Barzel. Which reminds us, it was stated, Hamakneza Shimul Abala, a woman who brings into her marriage evaluated property, which Rashi clarifies is Nechsei Son Barzal, which was evaluated and written into the Ksuba and guaranteed to be returned if they divorce or the husband dies. If she says, I want to take my kelim, and he says, I'll give you money in the amount of their value, who gets to keep the belongings? Rav Yehuda said the din is with her, Mishum Shevach Beis Aviyah Didahavi, for since these are the prestige of her father's household, they're hers. Rabbi Yami said they're his. For since the Mishnah taught that the husband is completely responsible for the Tzon Barzal slaves, we can learn that Nechsei Tzon Barzal are considered his. Daf Samach Zayin. So the simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The slaves at the Avdei Tzon Barzal barbecue. That must be more Daf Samach Zayin, a sizzling barbecue. The slaves at the Avdei Tzon Barzal barbecue, who were upset they couldn't serve truma because their widowed master was pregnant, which reminds us, two reasons are given as to why Rabbi Yossi holds that a Bas Yisrael or Bas Levi that's married to a Kohen and he dies and leaves her pregnant, that her Tzon Barzal slaves may not eat truma on account of the fetus to share in the slaves. Rabbi said Rabbi Yossi's reason because he holds Uber B'mei Zara Zarhu, a fetus in the womb of a Zara is a Zara and does not entitle the slaves to eat. Rabbi Yossi said that Rabbi Yossi holds Yaud Machil She'en Yaud Einu Machil. A born kohen entitles others to eat truma, while an unborn kohen cannot entitle others to eat truma. The nafkamina between the two explanations is a fetus in the womb of a kohenes. So the slaves at the Avdei Tzon Barzal barbecue, who were upset they couldn't serve truma because their widowed master was pregnant, even though their late master's extended family of kohanim were all around, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that these are the words of Rav Yossi, but the Chamim disagree and say, Yeshul banim ochum yeshul banim, if the deceased kohen has other children aside from the fetus, the slaves may eat from on account of the children. If he has no other children, the slaves may eat on account of the Kohen's brothers, and if he has no brothers, Ochlim Mishum Mishpacha Kula. They eat truma on account of the other relatives in the Kohen's family. Rush explains that they hold Uber Leisle Zechia. A fetus does not have a right in the deceased father's estate as an heir, and therefore does not disqualify the Tzon Barzal slaves from eating truma. So the slaves at the Avdei Tzon Barzal barbecue, who were upset they couldn't serve truma because their widowed master was pregnant, even though their late master's extended family of Kohanim were all around, overheard the basin's apotropos discuss giving them to the current sons and leaving over the grill for the fetus to inherit. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, Zacharim Yochu, if there are any male offspring among the surviving children, the slaves may eat truma, even though Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai holds Rabbi Yossi that an Uber acquires inherited property. Well, the Gemara asks how Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai could discount the presence of the Uber. It answers that Rabbi Shimon holds, Ein Choshishin L'mi'uta, we do not concern ourselves with the minority. Alternatively, it could be that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai does hold that we do concern ourselves with the minority, but the slaves may still eat truma. Davdinulate the concept, for we can remedy the situation and have Basin appoint an apotropos, a guardian who can choose other assets for the fetus to inherit, leaving the Avdei Tzon Barzal to be inherited by the living brothers. Dav Samaches, so the similar Dav Samaches is Chach, and we often use a sukkah. So here goes. The 9-year and 1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah, schach, that must be more daf samachas. The 9-year and 1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah for disqualifying his yavama from eating truma, which reminds us, two pshatim are given as to why a ben teisha sham yom echad is posel not machil regarding truma. Abai said this is referring to when a boy who's a kohen had relations with his yavama, the midaraisa kanula, who was acquired by him on a deraisa level. One might have thought that since his bia is halachically valid, he should entitle her to eat truma, just as an adult yavama entitles his yavama to eat truma. Therefore, the Mishnah is coming to teach that he does not, because asu bias menteshu shanam yom echad kamaimer begadol. The Rabban reduced the status of relations of such a boy to the maimer by an adult, which does not entitle the yavama to eat truma. Rava challenges Abai and says instead that the case is referring to a boy of blemished lineage, such as a mamzer or a nasin, who disqualifies a woman from eating truma. So the 9-year and 1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah for disqualifying his yavama from eating truma found a mamzer and nasin inside wearing the pasuk of bas kohen kisi elish zar, which reminds the Gemara as for the source for the lach that having relations with a person of blemished lineage disqualifies a woman from truma and kohuna. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, the pasuk states bas kohen kisi elish zar, and if a bas kohen should be to a zar, she may not eat truma. This teaches that since she has relations with someone not fit for her, she's disqualified from eating truma. So the 9-year and 1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah for disqualifying his yavama from eating truma found a mamzer and nasin inside wearing the pasuk of bas kohen kisi elish zar, who told him that based on a kal vachomer from a gerusha, they also disqualified women from marrying in to the kahuna, which reminds us that the source that a Levi or Yisraeli that had relations with the pasul are also prohibited to the kahuna is a kal vachomer from a gerusha. Ma gerusha shemeteres betruma asura kahuna, if a gerusha, who is permitted to eat truma if she's a bas kohen, is nonetheless forbidden to marry into the kahuna, Then this woman, the Levir Yisraelis, who is prohibited from eating truma, isn't it logical that she should not be permitted to marry into the kahuna? Daf Samach Tes. So the Simur Daf Samach Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The second generation Mitzri Ger chimney sweep. Chimney sweep? That must mean we're on Daf Samach Tes. Soot. The second generation Mitzri Ger chimney sweep, who disqualified a woman from eating truma, which reminds us of the Brice on Daf Samach Tes Amanov Brana Malchokhes, where the Tanakhama stated that relations with the Mitzri Edomi Amoni Gerim or Akusi Nasan Chawel, or moms who disqualify a woman from truma, and the kahuna was Rabbi Yossi said, Kol Shazar Opasel Posel, anyone whose offspring is disqualified, disqualifies the woman he had relations with, but Kol She'ein Zar Opasel, Ein Opasel, and anyone whose offspring is not disqualified, does not disqualify the woman. Rabbi Yochanan says that the point of dispute between them is a Mitzri Sheni ve'Edomi Sheni, the case of second generation Mitzri or Edomi Gerin that had relations with a woman, and they both derive their positions from a Kohen Gadol to an Almana. So the second generation Mitzri Ger chimney sweep, who disqualified a woman from eating truma, fell down the chimney of a Bas Kohen who was eating truma because she was not suspected of being pregnant from having illicit relations, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Yisrael Shabal Bas Kohen Tochaba Truma. If a Yisrael had illicit relations with a Bas Kohen, which Rashi clarifies is either through violation or seduction, not L'shem Kedushin, she may still eat truma. If she becomes pregnant by him, she may not eat truma because a fetus of a non-kohen disqualifies its mother from eating truma. The Gemara asks, Lechu Shema Ibra, let us be concerned that she might be pregnant and prohibit her immediately from eating truma. And answers that the rabbis were not concerned in the case of Znus. Rashi explains that when it comes to Znus, a woman is careful to invert herself to prevent pregnancy, but a woman who is not aware she had relations with the wrong man will not do so. Therefore, she would have to wait 3 months. So, the second generation Mitzri Ger chimney sweep, who disqualified a woman from eating truma, fell down the chimney of a Bas Kohen who was eating truma because she was not suspected of being pregnant from having illicit relations, and was found by the mamzer Badai child of an Arus and Arusa who confessed to having relations in the Arusa's home. Which reminds us, it was stated, Abba Arusa Soba Beis Chamim, if one had relations with his Arusa while she is living in his father-in-law's house, and she gives birth to a child, Rav said, Havlad Mamzer, the child is a mamzer Badai. Rashi explains that even though they both confessed to having relations, we suspect that since she is promiscuous, she had relations with others, and the child is likely from one of those relationships. Shmuel said, Havlad Shtuki, the child is a Shtuki, a Safek Mazur, since we do not know if it's the child of the Arus or of someone else. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.